Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring new and recent releases from Benny Golson, pianist Rand Blake and Keith Jarrett, and a Blue Note Records tribute band, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow.
Was lost, but you forgave, I forgot, whisper not, the quarrel's past, you know, we've had our last, so now, we'll be on key constantly, love will whisper on eternity. Do you see what I mean?
They said it wouldn't last. Gossiping voices made us break up, but you knew we still can't make up. If we forget them all and answer Cupid's call, it's the truth. Whispers of troubles are an echo of the past. All it'll take to lose my clue is just a whisper, not a rumor. But of your love for me, that's how it's got to be. Our harmony was lost, but you forgave, and I forgot. Whispered not a quarrel's past. You know we've had our lives, so now we'll be on key constantly be. Love will whisper on and on eternally. Eternally, do you see what I mean? And on they go on.
tenor saxophonist Benny Golson and vocalist Al Jarreau performing Golson's classic jazz standard Whisper Knot, accompanied by Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Mike Ledon on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Carl Allen on drums from Golson's new Concord release, New Time, New Tet. I was in tune with everything the day I wrote it, Golson once told Nat Hentoff about the composing of Whisper Knot. It was done in half an hour. It came so quickly I could hardly get the melody down. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. With new music, our theme this time around on the program, nearly all of it instrumental, new and recent releases from pianist Rand Blake and Keith Jarrett. His Standards Trio has another release out. And we'll be starting off with a band that was formed as an ode to a record label, the record label being Blue Note Records, which was started in 1939 by a German immigrant, Alfred Lion. And he was joined shortly thereafter by a boyhood friend and another German immigrant, Francis Wolff, both of them escaping the Hitler regime in Nazi Germany. And so the label is having a 70th anniversary celebration this year, and one way in which it's marking it is with a tribute band called the Blue Note 7, which has just released a CD called Mosaic that features reinterpretations of some of Blue Note's most classic recordings written by people like Bobby Hutcherson, Horace Silver, Joe Henderson, and McCoy Tyner. And quite a modern-day all-star lineup that has been assembled for this CD. Pianist Bill Sharlop, saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, yes, the son of Alice and John Coltrane, trumpeter Nicholas Payton, drummer Louis Nash, just some of the folks that show up on the Blue Note 7 Mosaic CD. We'll start off with their interpretation of a classic 1960s Blue Note tune written by Herbie Hancock. Here's Dolphin Dance on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Blue Note 7 tribute band from their new CD Mosaic doing Herbie Hancock's composition Dolphin Dance. Blue Note 7 consisting of Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Steve Wilson on alto sax, Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Sharlop on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. They will be touring the United States, playing in more than 50 American cities to help commemorate the 70th anniversary of Blue Note Records. Music now from a jazz veteran, for sure, tenor saxophonist Benny Golson, who turned 80 not too long ago. Still active, has a new release out on the Concord label called New Time, New Tet. And the title is a reference to the group that Benny co-led with trumpeter Art Farmer in the early 1960s, the Jazz Tet, kind of a legendary hard bop group that was only together for a couple of years, but featured McCoy Tyner and Curtis Fuller and recorded some of Benny's very well-known jazz standards. He's written more than his fair share of them. He's the composer of tunes like Killer Joe, Along Came Betty, Blues March, and probably most famously the ballad I Remember Clifford, the tribute to the great trumpeter Clifford Brown. But on this new CD, he plays a fair amount of other people's compositions, and including a couple of perhaps surprising choices. I think especially this one. It was an early 1980s hit by R&B singer El DeBarge. It's Love Me in a Special Way, Benny Golson on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Benny Golson from his new Concord release, New Time, New Tet, doing R&B singer El DeBarge's Love Me in a Special Way. Benny accompanied there by Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Mike LaDon on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. Another new release now from pianist Rand Blake, who's been recording ever since the early 1960s, and he's become known for his spare, pretty noirish, stripped-down playing and composing. He's a big admirer of film noir, and it kind of spills over into his performing. And he's also been considered a proponent of the third stream sound, which incorporates both jazz and classical influences. But he is also a great lover of the so-called Great American Songbook, and on his most recent release, Driftwoods, he takes on some tunes from the popular song canon, including the Arthur Schwartz Howard Dietz tune that's the theme song of Afterglow, Dancing in the Dark. Rand Blake on Afterglow.
Thank you.
pianist Rand Blake from his new solo CD, Driftwoods, doing the Gershwin's I Loves You, Porgy, and before that, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's Dancing in the Dark. We'll have more new music in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. We're featuring new music on this edition of Afterglow, almost entirely instrumental music, as it turns out, including a tribute band to a record label, the Blue Note 7. The CD is called Mosaic, and it's been put out in celebration of Blue Note's 70th anniversary. And it consists of a lot of tunes primarily from Blue Note's 1960s era, recorded by a modern band that includes people like trumpeter Nicholas Payton, tenor saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, and pianist Bill Sharlop. We'll hear their interpretation now of a tune that was originally written by pianist Duke Pearson and recorded by guitarist Grant Green. This is Idle Moments on Afterglow. Thank you. Blue Note 7 from the new CD Mosaic, doing Duke Pearson's Idle Moments, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Steve Wilson and Ravi Coltrane on sax, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Sharlop on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums. We'll close out Afterglow with two new releases from modern jazz piano giants, Chick Corea, a duets album with pianist Hiromi, and Keith Jarrett, yet another release in his ongoing Standards Trio with bassist Gary Peacock and Jack DeJohnette. Here they are doing a tune that Billie Holiday and Dexter Gordon both recorded, You've Changed, on Afterglow.
Thank you.
We close with Chick Corea and Hiromi performing Bill Evans's Very Early from the CD Duet. Before that, the Keith Jarrett Standards Trio and You've Changed from Yesterday's. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.